before we learn Tosfos, and I think it would be kedai just to quickly skim over the Gemara from Daf Kuvav and Aleph. Boy minei rafune merav vishoris mar sheyasu mikotshi belekabayis. It's rafune klode shayle. Can we take money from Kotshi Bede Kabayis for Klishoris? What is the Shaila? Tzeirich Mizbeach Ninu? Do I say the Klishoris is a Tzeirich Mizbeach? And the Mizbeach is Mechuba Lekalke, so the Mizbeach is Binyin. The Mizbeach is Adin Bayis, so the Tzorich Mizbeach Zicher. You gave it from Bede Kabayis, so the Klishos is also a Tzorich Mizbeach. Mikotshi Bede Kabayis also. A Tzorich Kolbeninu, or do we say the Klishoris is a Tzorich Kolben? Matrumas Halishke, are you Oysen Oysen? And just like the Kolbonis came from the Trumas Halishke, so the Tzolche Kolbonis, the Klishos, also came from the Trumas Halishka. That was Ravun Shaila. Omalei, so Rav answered him, Einasin Elo Mitrumas Halishka. So he answered him, it's not Tzolche Mizbeach, it's Tzorich Kolbin, and we take the money from the Trumas Halishka. Eisvei. So Ravun Estakashe, it says in Posuk HaChaloisom, Hevil of Nehamelech V'yoyodo, Eshor HaKesev VeYeseyu Kelim LeBeis Hashem Klishoris. So it says the money that was Nigva LeTzeirich Bede Kabayis, they used it for Klishoris. So we see Klo, not like Rav, that we take Bede Kabayis money for Klishoris. Omale, so Rav told Ravune Dikrayich Ksuvi LeKrayich Nevi. Whoever taught you Ksuvim, taught you Divrei Yomim, did not teach you Nevi'im. It says, Ach lo yase beis Hashem sipais, ki lo yisa melochi yitnu. It says, they are speaking about Bede Kabayis money, that it should not be used for Kalim, it should only be used for the Yisa melochi. So Mamelus of the Pesach says, the way I said, you don't use Bede Kabayis money for Klishoris. So the Gemara says, Ihochi Koshu Kroa Dodi. So the Gemara says, fine, you have a posik like you, but there's a stir in the Tupsukim. So Rav answered, Leika, Shekan Shegovu Vaisiru, Kan Shegovu Veloi Heisiru. That means, if Bemison, Bede Kabayis, is May Bede Kabayis is miyuchid for Tzolchi Bede Kabayis. But if it's Haysiru, if it's left over, there's no need now anymore, there's no Tzolchi Bede Kabayis, we can use it now for Klishoris. And that's pshat in this posik, Eshor HaKesev Yesu Kalim LeBeis Hashem. That was the leftover money from Bede Kabayis for Haysiru, so then they used it for Klishoris. So the Gemara asks, V'chigovu v'hisiru mayhavi. So if you'll tell me that the Klishoris is not Tzorchei Mizbeach, so what is the maila of hisiru? So you've extra Bede Kabayis money, but how could, since the money was nisnadev l'tzorch Bede Kabayis, and this is not Tzorchei Bede Kabayis, you're telling me, so Memele, so even though it's Haysiru, but what right do you have to give it to something? It was Nisnadev L'Tzorich Bede Kabayis. There's no need now. Bede Kabayis will hold the money. But it was Nisnadev L'Tzorich Bede Kabayis. Amar Avabo Le'Bezen Masna Le'im. So Avabo said that Bezen is Masna on the money that's Nisnadev L'Bede Kabayis. Im hutzrchu, hutzrchu. If there'll be a need of Bede Kabayis, so then we give it to Bede Kabayis. Vim lav, you l'klishoris. But if there's no need for it, l'klishoris, so every person that's menadav money l'Bede Kabayis is menadav al das best. Tone devei Rabbi Yishmoel. So memele, so we have over here, that Rav holds that the Klishoris was taken from the Trumas Halishka, the Tzorchei Korban, and the Posig that says that they took from Mom and Bedek Habayis for the Klishoris, that Posig is speaking about Govu Vahisir. Tonet Ve Rabbi Shmuel, Klishoris Boin Mitrumas Halishka. So in this Nekude, Tonet Ve Rabbi Shmuel is in full agreement with Rab. But in the Shenema Eshora Kesev, he brings this posik. Rav had problems with this posik, and he brings a raya from this posik that klishoris are purchased from tumas alishke money. Eze Kesev sheyesh lo yishiraim. The posik is telling us that they purchased klishoris from Kesev that has Shiraim, and that is Trumas Halishka money, because they used to, all the Machzis HaShekel from Klal Yisrael was put into the Lishka, and then there used to be Teirem three times during the year, the Lishka with Kupais. So that's Kesev Sheyesh Le Shiraim. So that's the Trumas HaKesev. So the Posik tells us that from the Trumas Halishka, you purchase klisharis. So if I get a tzarai from the posik, have you aim is that trumas halishka. Ve'aimo shirayim gufayu. So the Gemara asked, maybe the posik means you take from the shiori halishka. If I get the loshen would be better, shiora kesef. The shirayim from the kesef. The shiori, the mealishka, that goes for the clay shores. So the Gemara says, "Kedyom arova ha'oilo oilo rishayne, ochinami akesef kesef rishayn." So Rav said a drosha, since there's a hay, so here, so the orach aleos ha'oilo. Ha'ilah means the oila rishayne. So kesef means the kesef rishim. The ikir is the kesef that has shirayim. It's not shirayim of the kesef. It's kesef that has shirayim. Now, before we see the Gemara further, now let us just see the last taisvus. Kedom arove ha'ilah oila rishayne. It says va'orach aleh ha'ilah. So which oil are we speaking about? So Rav said, we darshan from the hey, ho oilo, oilo rishoyne, which means the oilo satomit. Teimo. So Taisus asks, amai itzrech haidroshe de Rav. Why do we need this drosha of Rav? Ho oilo. So a drosha of an amoire. Teipek lei meheiche de mafke mas nisen de zvochen beper kolatode. There's a drosha that says in the Mishnah, why do you have to bring, why does Rav need a drosha? Why do we need Rav's drosha? There's a drosha in the Mishnah in Zvochim. What is the drosha? Meheche de mafke mas nisen de Zvochim beperek kol hatodir. The Ketoni, we learned in the Mishnah, kol hatodir mechaveiroi koidem lechaveiroi. That each korban, which is todir, so it in the Seder Hakrove you're magdim the Todah. So the Mishnah starts elaborating. Hatmidim kaid mila musafim. The tmidim are before musafim because the tadirim tmidim is every day. Musafim musfei Shabbos is once a week. Musfei Shabbos are before musfei Rosh Chodesh. The koboi bigmore minolam. So the Gemara asks, how do we know that there's a din kedima of todir? Umetame. So the Gemara asks, minolon kedektoni time. The Mishnah itself gives the reason. In that Mishnah, it says, milvad oilas haboiker, asher lo oilas hatomid. So, tasu eseilo. So the posuk is speaking about the musafim of Pesach. So it says, milvad oilas haboika shel oilas hatomid, tasu eseilo. So it's giving the reason why are we magdim the oilas haboike, because it's a oilas hatomid, it's todeh. So the Mishnah tells us the mekoyer of todeh, v'sheine todeh, todeh kaidem. So, and that's why when the Gemara says manani mili, so the Gemara says, what do you mean? The Mishnah said the reason. So it's a pella. So if we have a reason in the Mishnah that we're always magdim the todeh, so memela, so why did Rove have to bring a new drosha v'orach oleho ha'oila ha'oila v'hei oila? That's the oila rishayne. You magdim the todeh because you magdim the tamid because it is todeh. V'chi taim. So Taisha says, maybe you'll tell me, Dosem Yitzrech Eiched Deleke Elochad. Maybe this Mishneh, Kolatode Mechaveire Koidem Lachaveire, does not mean Koidem in Seder. That means if you have both, and I don't know which one to be Makre first, so it says, you Makrev the Todde first. Maybe Koidem Lachaveire means that I have money only for one. So which one are we makriv? Are we makriv, let's say we have a tomid and a musav, so, but there's a chi of tomid and a chi of musav, so which one they have to be magdim, which chi they have to be magdim? And that the Mishnah says, kol ha-todim echaveri kaidim lechaveri. If you only have money for one, so you're boicher the todim. So could be, if that's pshat in the Mishnah, some amela, so it's very good. So the Mishnah is speaking about one thing, and Rav is speaking about another thing. The Mishnah is speaking about if you have a choice to be makriv one kolb, and they only have money for one kolb, and the shail is, which kolb should I be magdim? So memele, so there's a din kolatodim echaveroi, is kaidim. So you're, if you only have money for one kolb, you're magdim the todidike kolb. Rav is speaking about another shaila. Then in Seda, I have both kabonis. Which one do you have to be magdim? That's va'orach aleh ha'oila ha'oila rishayna. So then we would have a teretz on the kasha. So Taisva says, lohi, that's not pshat in the Mishnah over there. The mahosam nafkalon b'chol mokim. The Gemara learns out, b'chol mokim, all over, not only by the Kolbim Tomid, the Todir, b'sheine Todir, Todir Koidim, ki nemafik hosom mecha'ele tasu shi kol asiyesh shovis. Now, the mekoyer of the, that means there is zichah, such a din of Todir, b'sheine Todir, Todir Koidim, let's forget about the word the Mishnah is speaking about. But the zikha aloch of todesh and the todeh kaidim, if you have two chiyuvim, we're magdim the todeh. We're magdim the todeh, and it seems the makayr of kol ha-teire kula of kdimis ha-todeh is when we learn out tasu kol asiyei shoveis, that all the asiyei should be shoveis, should be magdim the todeh. And that's the makayr when we have two chiyuvim, magdim the chiyuv tadiri. We bichay agav nemayri. If you'll say that the posik is only speaking about if you only have money for one, mahosam leinafkalon. So how do I learn out kolatera kula todir v'sheni todir todir kaidim? Which means that I'm magdim the chiyuv tadiri when I'm going to be mekayim both chiyuvim. So how do you know this thing? If the Mishnah is speaking about a different case in Gansan. Void, and it's not misvore reish de cholatode mechaveri koidem lechaveri misnaye dumye de bove shachel. First of all, that's not mistava that's pshat in the Mishnah. That the Mishnah kolatode mechaveri koidem lechaveri means that we have money for one. Mistome, this is similar to the next Mishnah. Diktoni, what the next mission says, kolam akudish mechaveiroi, kaidem lechaveiroi. There is a din kedima of mekudish. What does that mean? Dam chatos kaidem ledam oilo, mimnei shehu meratze. So dam chatos is more mekudish than dam oila because dam chatos is meratze. So what is it speaking about over there? There it's speaking about, I have dam chatos, I have dam oila. And the shaila is which one to be magdim. And then that it says that dam chatos were magdim to dam oila because it's mekudish. So the din kodim by dam, the mekudish, the din kodim of mekudish means I have both, and the shaila is which one to be magdim. And you have the previous mishnah kolatodim echaveiroi is kodim. Islam is also speaking about that you have both. So, we have a kasha. So why do you need Rav's drosha of ha'oilo, oilo rishoyne to tell us that we're magdim, the tomid, before all of the kabonis, als the loch of kolatodim echaveiroi, koidim lachaveiroi, I should figure this out, that todir is koidim. Yeah. So that posik is tasu vaselu. So this posik is speaking about, you have musafim of Pesach, you have a todir of tomid. So the posik says that you magdim the tomid to the musafim shal Pesach because the Tomid is Todim. So Taisi says, V'hon amilak l'trutz, dima hosn about oilas haboike hava mine davka oile de kodmulu mesofim mishum de tadire. That's right. There the Posig is telling us that the Tomid is Todim every day, mesofim lay tadire. The mesofim are not Todim. The mesofim are Pesach once a year. Avo, period. Avol tmidim la'oilas nedove. But let's speak about another case. What if you have oilas nedove? Now, oilas nedove, people brought every day, number one. Number two, if you'll ask, you make a census, apicheshbin, how many more kabonis were they makriv? The Tmidim or the Oilas Nedove, but some of them were makriv more Oilas Nedove a day than Tmidim. They were makriv to Tmidim and there were a lot of Oilas Nedove. So now Taisus has a tell. So he says, no, because of a different Gemara, but let's just go before the different Gemara. Vonami lekalitut se dime hosom do melvad oilus haboiker havamine davke oilo the kodmulu musofim, the tomid is kaidim to the musof, mishum the tadiri musofim, loy tadiri. Avo tamidim lo oilus nedove, davale nami tadiri, loilum aimeloch leisigdim. So Taisa says, this is not the right terrace because I have a kash from the Gbor and Menoches. Now we'll come to that kash in 1 minute. But Lachayre, I just would want to be Ma'ore Rahore, the Shagisarye in Simichov Aleph. He says, I yisoy de bing zaray from a gemore in Zvochem, that he says, a nedove is not called todir, it's called motzui. That means, and he says as follows, that, he says that the din todir is if you have two chiyuvim. So the shaila is which chiyuv to be magdim, a magdim the chiyuv tadira. A nedove, even though after the person was menadev the nedove, so then he's mechuyev to bring it, But that, the Gemara says, that is not called Todir, because the Yisoid Havor does not come from a Chiyuv. It's called Motzoi. It's called Motzoi, but it's not called Todir. And because of this, the Shagasai is a Sofik, and the Paskins, because of this Gemara, he Paskins as follows. He says, let us say a person did not, it's Mayrev. He did not learn Krishma Shalav. So he daven Mayrev early. And fine. He daven Mayrev early. Then let's say he started to eat. And it's his Chulbehet. So let's not go into problems. And then later, he's finished eating. Now he has in front of him two mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Krishma Shalarvis, and the mitzvah of Bichas HaMozen. So Hitain is, and perhaps we could say that Bichas HaMozen maybe is more Todah, maybe three times a day, or maybe Rabbi Krishma Shalarvis, two times a day, whatever it is. So Hitain is L'chayre, the mitzvah of Bichas HaMozen, L'chere should be Todir. So he says, no, Bichas HaMozen is not Todir because there's no Chiyuv to bench. Even though when I eat, I'm a Chiyuv to bench, that's called Motzi. That's just the same thing, just like my Nedove. If I make the Nedove a Chiyuv to be Makrivit, but that is called Motzi, that's not called Todir. So therefore he says, so therefore he says, I have to be Magdim, Krishma to Bichas HaMozen. That's what he says. And Fakerti has a shaila, if it's the Leil Sfire, so you have three mitzvahs in front of you. So you have Krishma, you have Birchas HaMozen, and you have Sfire Soima. So he says like this. He says, there are the mitzvah of Sfira Soima is 49 times a year. That's the mitzvah of Sfira Soima. The chiyuv of Birchas HaMozen, there's a chiyuv of Birchas HaMozen, that means that Shabbos, Yontev, so you have more than 40 times, there's 52 Shabboses in the year, and there's a chiyuv Suda twice or three times, so already. So he says, if a person did not learn Krishma yet, he wasn't yet, he didn't learn Krishma Bismano, did not fail Sphira, and he ate a suit and he benched, so als the din todir, he has to first learn Krishma, then bench, and then fail Sphira. That is how he says la'alochim. But al kaponim, in this tshuva, he says that abirchas hamozin shel kol hashone, that bechlal is not called, that's called motzi, that's not called todir. So l'chayre, from this taisus, it would seem nitazet, like taisus fam for the kasha. Taisus says, why need the posik of oila typically that the tomid is always todir? So taisus says, no, it's not true. Legabi doilus nedove, so that's todir. So taisus calls on nedove todir. Loire bossing. Or taisus says that is not the teretz of the kasha because they have a problem with the gemara and menaches. So memela, so the gemara and menaches you won't find for. The menaches per katcheles. Maisi lekro de rova, there the Gemara brings the posuk of rova, aktime de oilo le musafim. There the Gemara says, I mean, I have a teretz, I need the posuk, for, to be magdim, the tomit to oilus nadove. But the Gemara says you need the posuk to be magdim, the oilo le musafim. The Brinin Hossam, the Gemara says, and Menachas as follows, boy minei ravchia barovin, Mirav Chizde, Tzibur she'ein lam tmidim u'musofim. Tzibur that doesn't have tmidim u'musofim, eizem em koidem. So what do you, they don't have, which one do you purchase? Masik amalei tenisu. We learned atmidim and makvim as a mesofim, le mesofim as atmidim. Now the Gemara wants to figure out what this means. Eichi domi, ilayme de islei. It's speaking about that he has tmidim and mesofim. Vilikadem, and the shaila is which one should be first. And that's what it says, Tamidim e makvim. This is only Sofna said, Tamidim, there's no Sayyid, you can do whatever you want. And so that's what the Baraisa is speaking about. Basani benayim shle dover koidim le tomid shol shacha, tamalayim evoch le ho'ilo, amarove, ho'ilo, ho'ilo rishayne. So now it's a shrek. And again, alone, that's the Isra's kasha. He says, the Gemara, the Havamine, that atmidim e'makrev musafim means that you don't have to be makrev the tomid before the musaf. The musaf says, he can't say that. Drove said ho'ilo. So fakartaisu shem shemayim. Why do you have to mobbing a drosh of rove? There's a mishne. The mishne says kolatodim echaveiroi is koidim lechaveiroi, and it says oilas ha'tomid ashel oilas ha'boike shel oilas ha'tomid. So it says that you mark them the oilas ha'boike because it's tomid. So why do you have to bring a memra of rove? There's a mishne. I mean, that's the pella. But this is just mamshich to say how the Gemara feels this. Avul b'del, ela b'delesle. So mistam this parais is speaking about the lesle. Vi b'tmidim u'misofim davyayim. Pshite shetad koidim. Ela b'misofim davyayim b'tmidim d'almoch. Aba alme akdime da oila l'misofim. That's how they get along from the Gemara before. Maisilo. Vitaimo droshes a mishnah havele lesui diktoni behedim evad elus haboike. So it's a pella de kemaisa. You have to bring a memra of an amoira of rove when you have an offener mishnah that's mamish speaking about this aloche that you magdim the tomid to a musaf because the tomid is todem. Ubish, ubahidi shili agoizel kamet. Kosha Yoisa. Now, at the end of Baba Kama, there's a starker kasha. Now, what's that starker? We'll see as the kasha progresses, but the kasha is like this. Here the kasha is, why do you have to bring Rove? Bring a Mishnah. Okay, it's a kasha, I mean, it is a Mishnah, right? To bring a member of Rove. But in Baba Kama, it's not only, that means, let's see, if Rove would also be a Mishnah. So then, I'd bring this drush. So, the kash is a kash, but it's not a zeigefeller. But he, the shili, a geisel kam, a kosh, a yais. Diktoni. It says over there, hevi ashomoi, achle hevi gzeiloi, lo yotso. That means by, let's say, chveis, by, by Gezel Ager, and if you brought the Kolben before you paid up the Gezel to the Mishma Lo Yotz, you have to first bring the Osham, that means first you have to bring the money, and then you bring the Kolben. Umafosh b'gemore. So the Gemara says, what is this Makir? Bovad El HaKippurim. Now, let us just see the whole pasuk, we'll understand the Gemara better. It says, Ha'osham ha'mushav la'ashem. Ha'osham is going on the keren, the gezel. Milvad el ha'kipurim. Mechlal the kesef koidim. So you see, so it seems the Gemara understood, so let's appreciate what the Gemara is saying. Ha'osham ha'mushav l'ashem. Mulvad el ha'kipurim. So the Gemara understood mulvad means, and afterwards you'll bring the el ha'kipurim. Mulvad el ha'kipurim, that means first, but mulvad the Gemara understood, mulvad means afterwards. Ha'osham ha'mushav l'ashem, and then you'll bring the el ha'kipurim. Mechlal, the Kesef Kodim. So the Gemara says, so you see that the Kesef is first. Uporech, so what do you tell me? Milvad means afterwards. Oshav Mushav Lashem, and then Milvad, and afterwards you bring the Elakipurim. Elomiyata, Milvad Oilas HaBoike. Now, this Pasuk is speaking about the Musafim of Pesach. So the Pasuk says, Milvad Oilas HaBoike Asher Lo Oilas HaTomid Tasu Eselo. So Tasu Eselo is going on the Musafim of the Korban Pesach. Milvad oilas haboika asher oilas hatomi tasa seilo. So now you just enlightened me and told me milvad means afterwards. Milvad means afterwards. So milvad oilas haboika asher oilas hatomi tasa seilo. So that means that the tomid is after the musafim. That's what you told me. Milvad means afterwards. Yeah. Achinami the Misofim Bereshit. So you just told me, Mavad means afterwards. So Memele, so the Misofim also comes first. Tasu Eseila means you should do the Misofim, and then you'll do the Tomid. Vatanya minayin shlei dovo koidim the Tomid shoshacha, v'omarov oilo rishayne. Now here Taisus is kosher b'yaisa. Vahashte. You have a problem with the pasuk Milvad Oilas Aboika Shela Oilas Atomid. This pasuk, the Gemara Darshans and Zvachim that Todde Koidim. Why is the Oilas Aboika first? Because Ashel Oilas Atomid. Because it's Todde. So you have a problem in this pasuk, and you want to fend with this pasuk. Why do you fend with the pasuk from the pasuk alone? We're talking about this pasuk. This pasuk is the makar of Todde Shene Todde Todde Koidim. And when you want to prove that the Tomid is first, you have to bring a member of Rove. From a different pasuk in Gansu. We're talking about this pasuk, and in this pasuk there's the teretz and the kasha. This pasuk says Todde Koidim. Here, Taisus, that's why that's the Taisus. Kasha, it's not Stamazoya Kasha, Shibura, another drosha. And this, the drosha is on this pasuk, that we're kriechen, it's an under a drosha. Vahashta havle lasuim asis nechola atoder da adarabe midersiv mivad Mechlau doid, and this posik amavad, Mechlau doid lekodmo. Bring this posik. V'nigel leforish. Devadai, now, just let me tell you one thing. The Masho says, Taisus was Makatsa over here in the Teretz, Makatsa b'yeser, but Taisus, in Yuma is a little bit more marich. Okay, so let's see if we can figure it out. V'nigel leforish, devadai midachsiv ho'ilo. Let's just speak ois aveinik, and then we'll see in aveinik in the Taisus. There are two inyonim. There's an inyon in Shchita, which korban has to be Geshochten first. And that is the posik. Milvad oilas haboika shaloilas hatomid tasu es eila. So we're talking about asiyas over here. The asiyah is the asiyah of shchita. So this posik is telling us you have a tomid and you have a musaf. Which one should you shecht first? This is the Asiya of Shchita. You should shecht first the Tomid. That's the Mishnah. This is a mitzvah tadira. Fine. I shechted the Tomid first. Fine. Then I shechted the Musaf. The pasuk of ha'oilo, oilo rishoyne, is speaking, ba'orach oleo ha'oilo, is speaking about the haktore. Now, here we're talking about a new shayla. In haktore, that means the mitzvah, I was magdim the mitzvah. In haktore, do you also have to be magdir the aktoras hatomid before the aktoras hamusaf? Yes or no? These are two different shailas. Now we'll see what it, how this helps us. So now Taisa says like this: Dir leforish, the vaday midrchsiv ha'oila va'orachale ha'oila nafke daktores tomid kod laktores musofim. The gabi aktore who dechsiv the pasuk va'orach oleo ha'oila v'ikta oleo chavi ashlamim. So this pasuk is speaking about the haktoras ha'oila. Fine. Kama milvad oila saboike ashela oila satomitasu es eile. Now this posik, which is speaking about, this is the milvad of the Gemara, but Kama was speaking about, this is the posik that the Mishnah in Zevachim is speaking about. Milvad oila saboike ashela oila satomitasu es eile hosam. Isui de damnino. That's a shchitos rike. That's the isui de dam. Here we're talking about tasu, and here we're talking about aktor. Bahashter. Bebobekame leve motzi lasuye masnisen dochola todi. The vade gabi ela kipurim mashme loshen mulvad the kesef kodim. Kivin dohu kosev tchila beparsha, v'hodaksiv eila kipurim. Now, the posik, what the Gemara Baba Kama is speaking about, ha'oshom ha'mushav l'ashem mulvad eila kipurim. Ha'oshom mushav l'ashem is going on the keren, mulvad eila kipurim is going on the kolben. Now, in Seder, which chiyuv was the posik magdim l'shavas hakerem ha'oshem ha'mushev l'ashem bulvad eila kipurim? So the posik that's speaking about the tashlume hakerem and the dakrovis ha'oshem, so the posik was magdim the keren to the oshem. That's the seder posik. Now, in this Seder, milvad means afterwards. That means if the posik is magdim, aleph, tebeis, and after aleph it says milvad, so then it means that beis is after aleph. Then milvad means afterwards. That is the Gemara in Baba Kama. Now, Devadai, Gabi Ela Kipurim, Mash Meloshim Milvat, the Kesef Kodim, Kivin Duhu Kosef Tchila Beparsha. It says, Ha'oshem Amushim Lashem, which means the Kesef. Vahodiksiv Ela Kipurim. Now, Avul Gabi Asiyais, now this pasuk that the Gemara asked from, it says, Milvad oilas haboiker, asher lo oilas hatomid, tasu es elu. Now, in Seder HaPosik, Eile is going on the Mesofim. Oilas haboiker is going on the Tomid. Now, in Seder, the Tomid was written before the Musaf. The Milvad here is before the first one. The Mavati is before the first one. So Mamela al Eska Kasha, you just told me Mavad means afterwards. And here Mavad means before Akasha. That's Akasha, it's not Kasha. I got news for you. It matters where it is. If I first speak about the Kesef, and then they say Mavad el Hakipurim, so then Mavad means afterwards. But if I said Mulvad Oilas Hatom, Oilas Haboike Shal Oilas Hatomit, I'm first speaking about the Tomit, and then I said as Eila Tasu, so then Mulvad will mean before. So the Gemara doesn't have a kasha. Now what this pasuk is speaking about, Tasu means Avodas Hadam. So in Avodas Hadam, the pasuk says that in Avodas Hadam, the pasuk is Magdim, the Tomid, to the Musif. So you can't ask a kash. It says Movad, but look here, the Movad is written before the first thing in the pasuk, which is the Tomid. So there's no kasha whatsoever. Right. Avagabi Yasiyas, like a lemedik the musaf in kodmi, kivin the chsiv, oilo bereisha, milvad, oilo satomid asher, tasu aselo. Vahoder asiye, the dam the musafim, tasu. Milvad, yeah, tasu aselo. Avul haktore, but when we are speaking of the haktore, the musafim ksiv bereisha. Now, the Maram Shiv explains Taisvus as follows. If we have a Chumash in front of us, it says as follows. The Maram Shiv explains like this. In Parshas Pinchas, Vikraftem Isha Oilo Lashem Pomne Bokeshtaim Velechod Shiva Kvosim. Here it's speaking about the Musafim of Pesach. Now, Milvad Oilo Saboiker, after we mentioned the Musafim, Asher Lo Oilo Satomit Tasu Eseilo. So Tasu, Taisu says, means Asiyas Hadam. So this pasuk is speaking about Asiyas Hadam. The Asiyas Hadam of the Tomid is before the Asiyas Hadam of the Musaf. Now the next pasuk says as follows: Ka'ele Tasu Layoim. I just spoke about the Musaf. Ka'ele Tasu Layoim. Shivas Yomim Lechem Ishei Reyach Nichoyech Lashem. That the haktore ishei reyach nechoich lashem, like it said, like what we're speaking about till now, should do the 7 days. So from this pasuk we see that the previous pasuk was speaking about the haktore. You should do this 7 days reyach nechoich. Kaela, just like I just told you now, v'kraftem isha oilo lashem porim nevo kishnaim. This you should do 7 days reyach nechoich. So from this pasuk I see that the previous pasuk is speaking about the haktor of the musafim. Now, if we're speaking about the haktor of the musafim, so now the pasuk already is problematic. V'krafta misha oilo lashem means haktore. Milvad oilo saboike shel oilo satomid. So Memela, so now the Haktores HaMusafim was written before the Tomid. In Asiya, you're right, the Asiya of the Tomid is written before the Asiya of the Musaf. In the Avodas Hadam. But in the Haktore of the Musaf, the Haktore Musaf is written before the Haktore of the Tomid. And it says Movad, so this is Mamish like the case of Elakipurim. That means it says first in the pasuk Ha'oshem Amushev Milvad Elakipurim, and you told me if there's a Seder and there's a Milvad, Milvad means afterwards. So according to you, the Haktorah of the Tomid should be after the Haktorah of the Musaf. That's how the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, I got news for you, this Arove. Rove said, and that pasuk is speaking about the haktore, and the pasuk says the haktore, the Tomid has to be before everything. So that's why, you're right, the milvad, you're 100% right, but there's a rove, that's what Taisus answers. Avol haktore, dumisofim ksiv bereish, in haktore, lochi porich shapem idarove. So there, It's very good. The Gemara Menachos, which you mentioned before, the Gemara speaking the Kaimin, the Pasha speaking about the Shechita, they're the Gemara could have brought the Cholat Todeh, but this was Kosher Tvei, so that's that. Let us go further. Meisvei. Now, so we just learned that Rav says that the klisharis are purchased from the Trumas Halishke. Rabbi Shmuel also said that it's purchased from the Trumas Halishke. There's a difference of opinion, the Mekoyer. Okay. Meisvei. We learned Akteires v'chol kobene sibo boim mitrumas halishke. The Akteires and kobones sibo boim mitrumas halishke. These are the kobones. Mizbeach hazov ulevoina klishoris boim mimoisar nesochem. If there's a need to be misakin the Mizbeach Hazov. Mizbeach Hazov is a klisharis. It's not a binyan. It's not mechuba. Uklisharis. Boin mi moysan nesochim. This comes from the moysan nesochim, and we'll see again Rashi what moysan nesochim means. Levoina, we mentioned last week that Rashi in Shidu Gebetzis asks, Levoina is lechayre a kolben tzibur that comes with the lachma ponim that should come from the Trumas Halishke, and it seems the goyis who's moichiket, that's pach shmepshad the goyis agro levoina u kli milas levoina imavov mi milas u kli mukofim. And this is in the Rishami, the Shkolim. It's Perik Dalet Halacha Beis. That's why I saw in Perik Dalet Halacha Beis. There it doesn't mention Levoin. Fine. Now, before we go a little further, the Meisvei is from over here. Here it says Klo. Klei Shoris is Boin Mimoisal Nesochim. And who's the kash on? The kash is on Lechere Rav. Rav said that klisharis come from the Trumas Halishke. That's Lechere the kashe. The Shita brings down that Tamidei Rashba, the kash is on Rabbi Shmuel, who also said it comes from Trumas Halishke. So he says, he doesn't say Rabbi Shmuel's a Tana. So he's asking, what's that Meisvei? Al Koponim, well, let us say the Kash is on Rav, even though Rav also Tano Polik. Al Koponim, let's not get into that problem. The Kash is on Rav. As Rav said that the Klisharis comes from the Trumas Halishke, here it says the Klisharis comes from the Maisa Nesach. Let's continue the Baraisa further. Mizbeach Ha'ila, if it ever needs a tikkun, Mizbeach Ha'ila was Mechuba, so that's Binyin, so. Halishkais vazoris boin mikotchi bede kabais. This is bede kabais. Chutz lechaimes hazore, that outside the chaimes hazore, that means not the hazore. The chaimes vazoris is boin mikotchi bede kabais. We'll see that's Ezra's soil. Chutz lechaimes hazore, outside of the chaima of Ezra's soil. Boin mishiyore halishkois. Now, shiyore halishkois means we mentioned the Machsus HaShekel was donated Bechad Ba'odam Achizen al Ashkolim, that all the Machsus HaShekel were put into the Lishke. They were Teirem three times during the year with Kupis, and that was the Trumas HaLishke. The money left over in the Lishke was shiyore halishkois. Shiyore Halishke was used for the chutz from the Chaymes Hazore. Chutz l'Chaymes Hazore, boin mishiyore Halishkes. This is not bedik habayis, it's not bayis, it's chutz m'Chaymes Hazore. V'zui sheshaninu, therefore we learned, chaymes ha'ir, the chaymes Yerushalayim, amigdolo yiseo, v'chol tzorchi yaboy mishiyore ha'lishke. But al koponim, what's the kasha? The kasha is, let's say kasha's on Rav, here it says that klishores come from meisel nesochim, and Rav says that the klishores come from trumas halishke. So the Gemara answers tanoihi. It's a machlokes tanoi. The snan meisar trume ma hoyu oisin bo. Meisar trume. What is the taich meisar trume? Meisar trume means like this. He said three times a year they were teirem from the lishke. That's the trume salishke. From that money they purchased the kobones tzibur. What is when it came nisin? They didn't. They weren't teirem anymore, and they made a truma chadosh from the new matzus shekel of that year. Now, what happens if
meisar trume? Ma hoyu oisin bo? So we have a machlokes. The Tanakhama says, Rikuye zor tipui lebeis kotche akadoshim. They used to coat with coatings of gold the Kadesh Kadoshim, the wool, the floors. That came from the Maisa Truma. Rabbi Shmuel Aymar, Maisa Peiris, the Kayetz HaMizbeach. That Maisa Peiris means we'll see in a minute. Maisa Trume L'Klisharis. Maisa Trume is L'Klisharis. Rabbi Kiva Aymar, Maisa Trume, L'Kayetz HaMizbeach. Maisa Nesochim, L'Klisharis. So Rabbi Kiva holds like that Tana we had before. Maisa Nesochim, L'Klisharis. Rabbi Hanina is kind of Kahane Maima, Maisa Nesachim, Lekayet HaMizbeach, Maisa Trume, Leklisharis. Now in Maisa Trume, he holds like Rabbi Shmuel. Bezeh, bezeh, lohoye moidim bepeiris. Rabbi Shmuel said, there's a machlokes between them, if the Moisa Trume or the Moisa Nesachim is Lekayetz HaMizbeach. But Rabbi Shmuel said that Moisa, that the Peiris are Lekayetz HaMizbeach. They hold there's no such thing as Peiris. V'zeh v'zeh lo yemoidim b'Peiris. Peiris mayhi. So the Gemara says, what's this thing of Peiris? Tesanya. Moisar trume ma hoye oisim bo. Now this is a member of Rabbi Shmuel. What did he do with the Moisar trumes alishka? Loikrin peiris bezeil. They went and bought peiris cheap. Umoichen oisam beyoike. They sold it expensive. Hapanose, yeah. They went, umoichen oisam beyoike. Vaschar mekitzin boy esamizbeach, and from the revach. Now this is Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel held the keren was used leklisharis. That's moisa truma. We're speaking about moisa truma. So the keren was used for the klisharis. The revachim were used for the revachim were used for kaitz amizbeach. Bizui sheshaninu maisa peiris lekayetz mizbeach. Maize veze lehoye moidim bepeiris. What is pshat? Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Hanina are not moide. Disnan moisa sheyore lishke mahoye oisim bo. What did it do with the moisa of the sheyore lishke? We hear things what they did with the sheyore lishke, the chay messiah. Mao Yoisimbo, Loikrim ben Yenish Monimus Losis, Vaschal Hagdishti, Rabbi Shmuel. Again, Rabbi Shmuel went, if you have Moisar, you have to
you have to make a revach. Rabbi Kiva Omer ein mistakren b'shel hegdish af b'loy b'shel aniyim. Rabbi Kiva said, you don't do business with hegdish money. I'm sorry. B'shel hegdish my time loy ein aniyis b'mokim ashiris. Hegdish does not have to support itself to find eitzes how to make money. Ein aniyis b'mokim ashiris. B'shel aniyim my time loy. Dilma, you're gonna invest the money of the Oni, Dilma's Ramalayanya, Velekalameisvele. It's invested. You tell the Oni, come back in 10 days, if you're still alive. Now the money is invested for the Oni. So Memele, that is why, so that's why Rabbi Kiva holds, there's no such Indian, we don't invest, Momen Hegdish and Momen Oni. Now, let us see, Rashi. Moisa Nesochim, we had, the Gemara asked Akash and Rav, that, we had in the Baraisa, that the Moisa Nesochim goes for Klishar's Akash and Rav. And what's the touch Moisa Nesochim? Sarashi brings here two pshot. And Pligibob Mesechus Mnochus Beperk Shtaimidis. Abchia Barab Yosef Omar Birutzei Midois. The overflow of the midas of the measuring kalim. And Rashi explains, Shamesapkin slosis, Shekiblu mois hegdish lesapik slosis kol yemois hashon. That means as follows, that there were people, the hegdish had a constant demand for sailors. So there were people with granaries that used to be mekabel on themselves. They made a opmach with Hegdish that they're going to give seilus to Hegdish for the year. That means it was a yearly contract, and they're a mesapkin seilus. The people shamaspikim shamasapkin slosos. What does that mean? Shekiblu mois Hegdish. The Sapik Slosis call Yemais Hashanah. There was an upmach. So, when they give the Seilus to Hegdish, Moidedim LeHegdish B'mido Mevoretzes. They were moided for Hegdish with a mide that overflowed. It wasn't a level mide. It overflowed. Tfufo. V'loy mechuk. It wasn't a level mide. Bahamakriv, so Mamela, let's say, the Kaili was a Chreis and a Sorin, so they gave over a fully Sorin, that, was over the brim. Bahamakrivon, and the person who has to be Makriv and his Sorin, Moichika Mide, he levels off the Mide, Vahem Moisar Nesochim. So that means, that's called a Moisa Nesochim. So this Moisa Nesochim, a Moisa Nesochim, we sell this, and this is for, that's a Machloikis, what it's for. The Klishoris. Rabbi Yechna Nomar, a different type of Moisa Nesochim. Kaisa Sheshanin, Makabalol, Vesape, Koye Moisa Shona, Legdish, Slosais, Me'arba, Soin, Besela. With Makabal, he's going to give for every cell is going to give 4 so. Ba'omdu misholish. Now, soilus became more expensive. Shadishyaku became more expensive. Mesapik mi'alba. So the contract remains. That's not negeos. But negeos is meisen asoch in the second case. Ba'mekabel lesapik misholish. A person agreed that for every sholis soin will get a seller. Now the price is, it's dalit soin the seller. Misapik dalit. So the extra so, that's called moisar nesochem. That means he's mechuyev, that the dopmach was he's supposed to give Sholish Solar Seller, and the extra one is called Mason Asochim. Zushanin Mois and the Sochim Lakaitz and Bizbeyah. Mizbeach Ha'ilo, the Gemara said, from Bedek Habayis goes to Mizbeach Ha'ilo, Shubinyin, or Mikotche Bedek Habayis. Chutz L'chaim Es Hazore, which is not Bayis, Kigoyin Ezras Noshim, Vachel, V'chaim Es Seir, Migdolei Seir, Boim Mish Shirayim, Anisorim Belishkik Shetamua Bekupis. The chutz l'chaim es hazor comes from the shiori alishki. So the Gemara said about kaponim, we see from over here that the klishoris come from the mois and the sochim. So my answer is tanoi. Dikalamanda oma klishoris mitrumas alishka boy. There's a man who says it comes from the trumas alishka. Moisar trume. Now the Gemara said, what you do with the Moisar trume? Hanisha bekupeis peresh chaydish nissen, shemekan veilachen loikin kobonis siba elamitrume chadosh, kenemrinim reishishone. Kobonis siba boim beyacha ben nissen mitzvah lahovi minachode. So this is the Moisar trume. This is left over from last year's, trume salishke. It's Sipila by Scotch Ekadosh. That's what Tatana Kamols. Machapen be Maritzpe Vaksolon. Maisa, and Rabbi Shmuel said, Maisa Peirs Lakaitz HaMizbeach, Maisa Truma Leklishores. Maisa, Revach Peirs. The Revach you get from the Peirs HaMizbeach, Lakama Mephosh Meininu. The Kaitz HaMizbech, Shuhu Bottle, Minador Minadovitz. When the Mizbech is bottle, Loikhen Oilus, Makriven Bossel Mizbech, Vairis Lakanem. Zeveze, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Chnila, Emoidim Shei Shum Moiser Be Peiris. There's no such revach that comes from Peiris. Veschame Kitzmen, Vakeren, Likli Shor, Sis Rabbi Shmok, the Kamer Rabbi Shmok. My zeves eloy moidim, my perush eloy moidim, this on the pligi, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, loy hoidle, she mistakhen bishal hegdish. Fine, now let us see the second taisvis. Tone deve Rabbi Shmuel, klishois boim mitrumas alishka. That was the first time we heard Rabbi Shmuel. So taisvis says, but now we just learned another beraise that Rabbi Shmuel says, that the klishoris come not from the trumas alishke, me moise trumas alishke. That's what we just said now, Rabbi Shmuel. So Taisa says, I trumas alishke, I nu moise trumas alishke, ki de muchach, ve masnis, in the polygar, be kivitari, moise trumas le klishoris. So memele, so that what we had before, trumas alishke, according to Rabbi Shmuel, means moise trumas alishke. Vim taima, say bezoi kipore chashas. The Gemara brought a drosha from Rabbi Shmuel. It said that how do you know that trumas halishke you purchase klishoris? He says it says shor kesef, kesef sheyesh po shirayim. So memele, so it means the trumas halishke money. So the Gemara says maybe means from the Shirayim you buy, the Shirayim of the Kesef. Someone says, what the hey, a Kesef. Faktoisvis, kipoch ha-shas ve'im Shirayim gufay, v'en mishum d'siv, shor, l'shani do shor Kesef, ha'inu moysa truma. Faktoisvis, I have a beautiful taich. That means, shor ha-Kesef means the Shirayim of the Kesef. Yeah, the Shirayim that was left over in the kupis. That's called shor ha-Kesef. Rabbi Shmuel, we just learned now that Rabbi Shmuel holds that the klishoris you purchase not from the trumas alishka, from the moisa trumas alishka. So my mail, everything is good. Shora kesef means the kesef is going on the trumas alishka, and shora kesef means that was left over from the trumas alishka, the moisa trumas alishka. Lushani dosho kesef haynu moise trume. Yeshloime, the milse de psikele boi luk mikro, deine shirayim, de bachol shon isnayu, Aber bemeisset le psikalele nicht le lukmi le kro. So Tosfos answers, Moisa Trume was not a dover kavua. Sometimes it was left over, and sometimes it was spent. When it came, so sometimes they spent all the Trume Salishke. Shirayim, the Zicher was Shirayim. That was the Trume Salishke. They were taken from the Lishke, but that was left over in the Lishke was Shirayim. So Memela, therefore, the Gemara held that Sha'or is going on the Shirayim that the Trumas HaLishka made, rather than saying it's going on the Moiser of the Trumah, because the Trumas HaLishka always made Shirayim. Moiser Trumah, not all the time there was Moiser Trumah, so that's why the Gemara held that Sha'or is going on the Shirayim of the Lishke and not Sha'or Trumah.